BFABL listeners, welcome back to the BFABL podcast. This is episode 94, and we're always diving in to mindset, motivation, momentum, the three core, you know, pillars that are around Motivated BFABL. And the foundation that those are built on is the belief and believing in ourselves. So we talk a lot about that in our episodes. And as we progress and we go, I'm nearing episode 100. I am feeling that shift and a little bit of the change, and we're going to start having some new guests come on. I'm ready to take guests back. I'm in a space in my life that's going to be able to happen. So today's episode is about design your success, build a life and business that feels right on purpose. Now, some of you know that last year, back in 23, I moved all the way across the country to the desert. I left my lovely southern coastal, you know, beach community of St. Simon's Island, you know, an hour south of south of Savannah. And it's a big culture change to me. I'm still adapting as we are here at the beginning of 2024, the time of this recording. But I knew that I had built a career, 42-year career behind the camera, sports photography, and as many of you know me from in the wedding world, as a wedding photographer, a storytelling wedding photographer, where, you know, I just told the story of people. That's why I wanted to be a photographer. I wanted to be able to have my legacy be moments that were captured as somebody's life was lived, so that the next generation could see what they looked like, what the clothes were like then, the background that they were in, the houses that they were, the way the world looked when they were looking back at those photos. So this crossroads that I came on, it wasn't so much I had to move, but it was I had to move. And in order for our life and my life to get better, health-wise and personally, a move was needed. And it couldn't just be a part-time move. It needed to be the full move. And for most of you that know me, I don't know how to do something less than 200%. I only know how to go at it full force. And I know that I believe in myself and that my mindset will help me get to where I'm going. And that change is good. Change is hard, but it's good. And so I already started having that feeling that it was going to be ready for me to step back from behind the camera. 42 years is a long time. My body was saying to me, my health was saying to me, you need to take another look at this. And I knew that while I had built up an amazing foundation of clients that just kept referring me, I literally had a 42-year career where advertising was not what it is. No social media like it is. Literally my clients kept bringing me more and more clients. And the way that I stayed out in my network and the way that I stayed out in my community continued to build my business. So I knew I was getting to a point health-wise that I was going to let somebody down, that I would rather leave while I was on top of my game. And again, top of my game is how my opinion is. It may not be your opinion, as we each define success differently. But I knew I needed to take a step back, and that meant I had to have a clear picture. And an opportunity I'm not going to say open his doors up, but it opened his doors up because it was a place that we needed to be. We needed to make this move on a variety of levels, physically, personally, financially, emotionally. We were called to be caregivers, and I was called to be a caregiver. Little did I know the whole year would transition into being a caregiver, you know, here and back with my mom. But there was a reason that this move was needed. And there was a reason me stepping away from my beloved photography and what I love, my passion. There was a reason. And the reason was I had built a successful business. I had built a life I was proud of, a life of giving back. And I knew that I had done those things right. So here we are. Now on purpose, for my purpose and my next calling, moving to the desert was where it needed to be. So I had a lot of quiet moments leading up to this, and I kept it quiet. I didn't talk about it. I let my clients know, but I didn't let the rest of the industry know because frankly, it's another business, right? I knew what we need to do for ourselves. I knew what I need to do for my family. I knew what I needed to do to continue to give my all to my clients. So officially, my last wedding was in March of 2023, a full year ago now. And now I'm a full-time speaker, and I love it. And I've been speaking for 10 years. One of the Facebook memories just popped up of me speaking for ABC 10 years ago. And I'm going to be back there this November, honored to be back to their conference, World of Weddings, as the official MC for the week. So full circle moments, right? But I know that this is my purpose. And I know that I built my business with my purpose in mind, that I chose my clients and my clients chose me because of my purpose. So I really wanted to dive in a little bit about, are you creating a life and a business that helps you feel good? Where your business is not just the numbers in your bank account, but when you do good, you can do well, right? When you have additional funds coming in, not only can you support your family, and that needs to be a priority because if we're doing what we love, it needs to bring us profit, right? So I wanted to take a few moments today and dive in. It's going to be longer than a few moments. It's going to be a longer episode, but I really wanted, at the time of this recording, it's the beginning of spring. So I think it's time for renew, refresh, and just a different outlook. So I want you to really think about, are you building and have you built a business that aligns with who you are, that you're able to have passion about it, that you're able to have purpose about it, you're able to give back with it, and it brings you joy. We all know that we have jobs, and I believe in the wedding industry, we have careers, and I do believe they're wonderful careers that you can build a fabulous career. 42 years has allowed me to be able to take a step back and allows me at this season of my life to be okay in doing that. And to do that knowing that the finances will follow, not being afraid of what will come or what will I not have. I didn't come to this move from a place of scarcity, but a place of positivity for growth. So it would be able to support my full-time speaking and educating and doing the podcast and really working on my Motivated to Be Fabulous program. So I want you to really think about, is your successful business successful because it's creating change and it's creating a life that you feel good about? Is your business helping you achieve the life that you want and deserve? And is it purpose-driven? And does it reflect your deepest values? When I had that clarity and I knew years ago that I was clear on how I wanted to run my business, the values I wanted to take to my business, how authentic I wanted to show up, I knew I was going to run into plenty of brick walls by being an openly gay lesbian who wants to photograph, you know, weddings. I knew that if I was truly myself, I would run into brick walls and feedback that was not good. But my friends, I can tell you that the few people that harassed me, threw things at my studio, wrote nasty words, were very few. And I'd always been gay. So I knew how to deal with the hatred. As long as the hatred was not coming into my business and I was able to do what I wanted to do and I was able to choose the clients that believed in who I was and my talent and that I was the best person for the job, regardless of being a woman, regardless of being gay, regardless of being old and chubby, skinny, whatever it is. You want to be hired because you're the right person for the job and you want to work with clients that believe in you and your passion and why you do what you do. So I knew I built a purpose-driven business because I was building a life the same way, a life that was allowing me time to be off. I was able to go see my niece and nephews in sporting events, and I was able to be off on some weekends that I marked off so I could celebrate and didn't miss family events. So one of the things that we forget about as entrepreneurs is that while we're so busy putting money in the bank, we forget one of the privileges we have of being a CEO and being the boss and our name on the door and writing those paychecks is that we can build a business where it allows us to have time off. So I always took all of July off and I took other times off because I had built the business. I had worked blood, sweat, and tears. I continue. Even though I'm not in the photography industry anymore, in my speaking industry, in my career here, I'm working. I'm sending out proposals to speak to groups of all sizes. I'm watching reviews come in about what I talk. I'm busy now, really able to focus in on the podcast and bring some really deeper conversations and those candid conversations that I love to have. Again, bringing on some new guests that we can dive into that. But I knew I was clear on making this decision. Fearful? Sure. The unknown was there? Sure. But once we made the decision is made. And I believe you have to make those hard decisions. They're hard. They're growing points. But on the other side of that decision, we're going to find comfort. And I'm slowly working in to finding that comfort. As Tina starts getting healthier and I start getting healthier, we're already starting to see plans for how this change is going to affect us so that we can make an impact in others' lives as well. So as you begin this journey of maybe realignment or begin this journey to search about, is your life fulfilled? Is your business fulfilling your life's purpose? Is your business bringing you that purpose and that joy? So we're on a journey, and I always want to be on this journey. I want to empower you to be on this journey with you about becoming the best version of yourself and meeting your future self and having conversations with your future self. My friends, each and every one of you are already fabulous right now, and you know that. My role and my empowerment is to remind you on the days that you forget that you are making a difference and that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So this episode is for anyone that maybe has been disconnected or anyone that is seeking to bridge that gap between success and fulfillment and knowing that it is a struggle you will have at all levels of your career, at all levels of your life, when you're high, when you're low, the peaks and the valley. Because trying to find that harmony between business and personal is hard, but also trying to find that personal values in your business and that align with your personal values is also difficult. But you can do it step by step through mindset, motivation, and momentum. So together today, I hope that we can explore how to bring alignment into your life and ensuring that the steps that you take are on purpose and they're driven by a deeper sense of meaning and direction. And I'll share some initial steps with you, and we're going to talk about some strategies as we get going. But I really want you to know that that is why I started the program Motivated to be Fabulous, that blueprint or framework, if I dare say, to design to guide you through a transformational journey to get you from here to there and to get you from here to there in the most authentic way that will help you become the best version of yourself and do it on your terms and to find success on your terms and to stop being so afraid of what others are doing and to stop comparing yourself, because my friends, embrace what makes you fabulous. So whether you're an entrepreneur or a woman athlete that's getting ready to embark upon a new journey, or you're just a dreamer or anyone in between, I hope that you join me today. I hope you can sit down and take a little bit of a break, do a power walk, maybe be driving and pulling over a little bit so that this message will really hit you and hit you in a different way. And I want you to share how this message hit you. You may send me a text, or you may send me an email saying it's a bunch of malarkey or woo-woo or fluff. And I'm okay with that, because I know that I am now able to spend my time fulfilling a calling. And I hear and I listen. My phone rings, my texts blow up of individual entrepreneurs, especially in the creative world, that are lost, of women athletes that just can't seem to get past the glass ceiling or just can't seem to get a door to open. And I know that if you start really honing in on your purpose and knowing what it is you want to do and being aligned to your business and your career with your true purpose and your values, you're going to get to the destination that you want. But it's not just about the destination. It's about ensuring that your journey feels right and is making an impact for you, not just others, but also for you, that you're being moved, that you're having self-care, and that you are enjoying the journey to becoming the best version of yourself and building a thriving business and a fulfilling life every step of the way. So let's talk a little bit about the power of purpose. Defining your power of purpose is to understand and articulate your purpose more than just an exercise. It really is a journey to the heart of what drives you, what ignites you, what's your passion, and what you value most in work and in your business. What makes you wanted to go into this career? What made you want to be that athlete? What made you want to be the one that wanted to try to break a record? What made you be the one that wanted to give up every single weekend and bring fantastic, fabulous events to life? And when I say give up, means trade in your time to spend time with others to make their life better, to use your gifts and your talent. If you're an athlete, you put the time in so that you can race and watch others see you accomplish something, bring joy to those people. You're a role model showing them that the hard work and determination can have you crossing a finish line. Purpose acts as your compass, your guiding decisions, shaping goals, and providing a sense of direction amidst the chaos of daily life and all the complexities and the roller coasterness, I dare say, of running a business. Purpose is the cornerstone of fulfilling your existence, anchoring you to something that is deeper and more meaningful than just the surface level achievements. Why clarity on purpose matters? Because when you're clear on your purpose, it will fuel you. It makes you have persistence, and you will have greater respect and greater understanding when obstacles come in your way because you are clear on your purpose. Clarity in anything helps us see why it is you want to do something, why it is this, maybe this project isn't working. Were you not clear on the results you needed, right? Why is this happening to me? Shifting that mindset to this has not just happened for me yet, but it will happen for me yet. And understanding that your purpose and being clear on what that is will help you build resistance, especially entrepreneurs in the face of failure and athletes that are focused and you get injured and a race gets canceled or an event you didn't qualify for. When you have these challenges, your purpose is going to be a slight hug for you. You're going to be mad, friends, when something doesn't go your way. And when you can't, when you keep knocking at the doors and they don't open, or you keep trying and you just can't get there, it's just not your time yet. Because what is meant for you is meant for you, right? And nobody can take that away. But when you have a clear purpose, it will motivate you and inspire you. Not just you, but also those around you. So if you're leading of a team, or if you're working for somebody else, be that inspiration. Be that person that says, here's the clear purpose of the project we're working on. Here's the clear purpose of the company that we're working for. From team members to clients, showing them what you stand for and the impact that you aim to create will move the needle forward in your business and your life. Now, finding your purpose, here's some questions to consider. What activities make you lose track of time? Those are the ones that are often linked with your innate passions and talents. This will offer a clue to you for something that's deeper in your purpose. What issues or causes do you feel strongly about? Your purpose might be found in solving those problems or addressing needs that resonate with you on this personal level. Who do you admire most and why? Who do you not admire? Who do you not respect and why? The qualities of achievements of those that you admire will often reflect the aspirations and of you. And those people probably hold values that are near and dear to you versus the people that right now you don't respect them or your vision just doesn't align with them. Where they want to go is not where you want to go, so you're not going to follow. That will also help you point to your purpose. So here's some exercises I want you to try to help define your purpose. The five whys. Start with a goal or a desire. For example, I want to start my own business, and then ask why. And I want you to ask why five times, because when you keep saying why, I want to start my own business so that I can have more time off. Why do you want more time off? I want to start my own business to have more time off so that I can go camping on the weekends at Yellowstone with my kids. Why? Keep diving down. Five times. This exercise will reveal a deeper motivation behind your goals. And it can also help get to the root purpose that's driving your ambition, right? Then let's talk about leverage the future back thinking approach. This strategy aligns well with defining one's purpose. It encourages you to envision your future as you work backwards to identify the steps that you need to achieve. And when I say go backwards, I don't want to talk about your past because we're not living in your past, friends. We're living for right this moment. Your past helped mold you to get you here. What you do today will get you to tomorrow. So embrace where you are right now. But if you know where it is that you want to go and you can look forward a little bit, then you can go back and see the steps that you need to take. Let's talk about vision boards. Create that visual representation of your ideal life and your work. Go ahead and put images up there and quotes and symbols, anything that resonates with your vision of success and fulfillment, knowing that that brings you joy, things that can also bring you profit, things that are so far out there that they're crazy dreams. Put those on the board, because reflecting on the board will help you clarify your purpose, because it'll highlight reoccurring themes and aspirations. I challenge you to write a letter to your future self. Write a letter to yourself 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Heck, do one for a year from now. That's what I did. And describe the life you're at, you aspire to live by, and the impact that you hope to make and find. This can be a powerful way to articulate exactly where your dreams will take you, why you have those dreams, and what it will take to make an impact with them. And this, when you think about writing a letter to your future self, watch your purpose just flow. Key takeaway for this section is I want you to really think about how defining your purpose isn't just a one-time task. Friends, you are going to grow. You are going to change. Whether you embrace it or not, change is coming. And change is good. Your ideas and your purpose and your dreams may change. By no fault of your own, you may have to redirect your path like I did. By no fault of my own, I had to stop and redirect where I was going. In my mid-60s, was I planning on living in the desert? No. Here I am. I had to redirect by no fault of my own, but taking and knowing my purpose and my mindset, it helped me grow to get where I am today, to stand solid where I am here in the desert, and to know that I'm doing what I need to be doing. I know what I'm working on, and I know that that is going to bring impact. When you reflect on your growth and your experiences, and you take some of these tasks at hand, it will help you look inside. And in retrospect, you'll be honest with yourself. And sometimes it will even force you to have to make that change. But it will also give you the courage to change. Maybe your purpose is not what you think. Maybe your purpose has already changed from what you started a year ago, or when you started your business, or when you wanted to get into the world of sports or the business of sports. There's always change happening, especially in the world of sports, especially for women in sports, women entrepreneurs. Women are making an impact. We are changing the way business is done. When you clarify your purpose, you're not only set your foundation for fulfillment and success, but you're also going to empower yourself to lead a life and a business that truly feels good, has meaning, and you're doing it on purpose. Now let's talk about momentum through motivation. In the pursuit of a life and business that not only succeeds, but resonates with our core values, maintaining motivation is key. It's the fuel that powers our journey towards realizing our purpose. It's no secret that this journey is going to be full of challenges. It's going to be full of setbacks and moments of doubt. How then do you sustain momentum, keeping your eyes on the prize, even when the going gets tough? Because you are building momentum. You are building your mindset. You are believing in yourself. If you want to go from here to there, you have to take the steps. You have to still be passionate and excited when you first started your business. When you got that nudge to be an entrepreneur, when you got that nudge to try out for a team or to try out for a league, that nudge, that passion, that burning desire to make a difference and to know that you were capable of doing it. So as this journey progresses into coming into your future self, you have to stop and think, how can I do this? How is my mindset going to change? How is my motivation going to change? And what momentum will I carry through? I know me. I'm going to be the one that pushes myself. I'm going to be one that carries the momentum. I'm going to be the one that motivates myself in the times that I fall down and the times that I get back, the peaks and the valleys. I'm going to be the one that is carrying me through. I believe in myself to allow myself to fall down and get back up. I believe in myself to know that I'm capable and strong enough and brave enough to make the changes that I need to make to build a thriving business and live a fulfilling life. Not only do I deserve it, but I want that, right? So let's talk a little bit about the role of momentum and the role of motivation in sustaining momentum. Motivation acts as that engine behind our daily actions. It drives us forward towards our goals with purpose and determination. It is what gets us up in the morning, friends, ready to tackle the day's challenges and move one step closer to our vision. If you were never motivated or thought and believed in yourself, you would have never started your business. You would have never went after that job you wanted. You would have never laced up shoes to run a race, grabbed a bat to hit a ball, or a stick to play hockey. Without the motivation, your journey would have stalled. And if you're not motivated now, you will stall as well. If you are not moving forward, you're standing still. And while I love and talk a lot about being quiet in that stillness and being grateful for it, if you want to move on to become the best version of yourself and build a business and a life on purpose, you have to gain the momentum needed to push you through barriers and reach new heights. Set new goals for yourself. Take risk. But my friends, you're more than capable of doing that. So how do we stay motivated when we have challenges? Here's some strategies for you. Go back and reconnect with your why. Remember how earlier I said, ask yourself five whys deep. Remind yourself of every one of those questions that you ask why five times. Think about those answers. Remind yourself of the reasons behind your journey. Reflecting on your purpose will reignite your motivation, especially when you think the world is crumbling around you and things just aren't going your way. Keep setting those small micro goals. Break down your larger goals and your big task into smaller ones. And then, friends, you celebrate every one of these little small victories. And by small victories, I mean you answered your emails today and you cleared it out. Or you got on the phone with that disgruntled client and you got it out of your way. Or you paid a bill that you were really afraid you couldn't pay, but you paid the bill. One more further, you called somebody and said, I'm having some trouble. I need more time. I need some advice. You're vulnerable and you're sharing. You're not too proud to stand behind something that is holding you back, but you're facing it forward because you know things need to change. So you are being proactive when you have challenges. Cultivate that positive network. When you need to call somebody and say, hey, I'm having trouble. I got to vent about something. Make sure that you've surrounded yourself with people that believe in your vision and will encourage your progress. You hear me say all the time on this podcast, and you hear me say all the time when I'm out speaking, if the people that are around you do not cheer for you when you're down, let you cry, and then kick you in the butt to get you up, they're the wrong people to be around. That's not a circle of people. That's a cage. Don't let people hold you down. Don't let people hold you down and back when you're down and out. Don't let them hold you back when you're on the rise. Okay? Surround yourself with people. Hear it again. That when you are down and have fallen, will clap for you to get up, then kick you in the butt to get up, and remind you that you're worth everything that you're working on and that you are making an impact. They let you cry a little bit, but then they don't let you sit in it. Surround yourself with those people and practice self-care. Because friends, burnout is a real challenge. I can tell you over 42 years, I didn't really get burned out. I didn't like some of the trends that were going on, or I didn't like some of the mundane things I had to do, like getting from here to there. But I never got burnt out on the joy that I had and the honor that I had for documenting anybody through my lens. So you can make sure that you take care of your physical and mental health. It's crucial. If you want to sustain momentum, you've got to take care of yourself. Know when you need to take a break. Know when to step away from something. Know when to say no. Regular exercise, adequate rest, and times for doing absolutely nothing. I don't care if you want to sit on the couch and just look at Netflix. I don't care if you want to go for a long bike ride. I don't care how you find time to find whatever hobby it is, find time to do it. Do not be afraid to mark yourself down on your calendars as a schedule, as an appointment, as a job. Treat yourself like your best client. And again, visualize your success. Spend time visualizing your goals. If you are writing payroll checks and you're writing a lot of checks for rents of your studio or entrance fees or just your normal family bills, when you write those checks, visualize that you will always have money in the account to write these checks. Visualize that this hard work is allowing you to support yourself, your family, and to support another small business if you're writing a check to that family. And if you have payroll and a team, you're supporting that family. Visualize all the things that you want to achieve, but all the things that you're doing right now. This will help keep you pushing through those obstacles. And then learn from your setbacks. These are just challenges that are failures. They're opportunities to learn and grow. Insights that you might have to rethink something, that you might have to strengthen the process that you wanted to do to achieve what it is you want to achieve. But remember to trust the process. Rethink, think outside the box. Your thinking got you here. Your ideas got you here. They're going to be rough around the edges. So smooth them out and keep working. Never give up on something that you believe in, especially yourself. And then seek inspiration. When motivation wanes, seek out inspiration. This can be listening to a podcast like, you know, my pep talks or something, right? Or anybody else's podcast. Or maybe you can go and look at a book or a seminar. Go do something outside the industry that you're in to find inspiration. Sometimes we get so hung up going to every wedding convention or every sporting convention or every, this is the company that supplies XYZ for the career or the niche or the industry I'm in. Go outside something totally different and see what they're doing. See their enthusiasm. Sales or sales or sales. So if you want to go be motivated about how somebody is hiring new clients or how somebody is booking new clients or how somebody's creating a new client, maybe there's new software. Go outside your industry and find inspiration. Now, the takeaway here is that motivation is that infinite resource, but a renewable one. Like, we do not have motivation in a positive way every day, because failure can motivate us just as much as positivity. But motivation is fueled by our actions and our mindset and support that we cultivate around us. Employ these strategies will ensure that your motivation remains high, driving you forward with unwavering momentum to creating that business and life that truly feels good and is purposeful. Mindset as your foundation. How do you cultivate a positive, purpose-driven mindset? At the heart of any transformation lies a shift in mindset. Anything that you do, friends, anything that you do, mindset matters. When we talk about creating a life and a business that not only succeeds financially, but resonates with us on a deeper level, adapting a purpose-driven mindset is crucial. This mindset isn't just about aiming for success in a traditional term. It's about aligning every action, decision, and goal with our underlying purpose. It's that fundamental shift from going from what you think you should do to doing what you feel you must do because it aligns with your core values and vision for your life. Let me say that to you again. It's that shift from doing what you think you should do to doing what you feel you must do because it aligns with your core values and your vision for life. So when I say sometimes you need to say no to a client or to an invite, say no. Next opportunity. If a client doesn't book you for whatever reason, next opportunity. Sometimes we get so busy trying to get all the yeses that we are forgetting that that's what's causing the burden for us. That's what's causing us to be burnt out or stressed and losing our way and doubting ourselves. We put too much on us. Mindset says we're capable of doing everything. Believing in ourselves says we're capable of doing it all. But to what extent are you doing it for the right reason? What extent are you doing it that will give you the purpose so that you can be impactful and helpful and guidance to the others? Sometimes saying no allows you to show up in the most effective fabulous way. So why a purpose-driven mindset matters? This mindset matters, my friends, because it infuses your work and your life with meaning, making each day and task feel significant and aligned with your larger goals. It transforms challenges into opportunities for growth and will align your business and strategies with your personal values, leading to more fulfilling outcomes. Now, here's some strategies for cultivating a purpose-driven mindset. Reflect regularly. I mean, set time aside. Either do once a week, once a month, every quarter. You can do daily. But I want you to reflect on all that you've accomplished, your goals, your actions, and how they're aligning with the purpose that you want, what you want to be doing with your life at this moment. Now, this can be journaling, meditation, or even a conversation with a trusted mentor, or just thinking out loud sometimes. But I want you to reflect. When you're driving in the car, reflect on these are the things that I have accomplished. Not always on these are the things I have to do. You know, maybe when you're having a conversation with somebody, it's not about all the things you still have to do, but it's all the things that you accomplished and that you're excited and enthusiastic and that you have the privilege to do. Keep defining your values. Clearly articulate your personal values. What principles are non-negotiable in the way that you do business? Understanding that these will guide your decisions and ensure that you will always be purpose aligned when you say yes to a client or when you say yes to a job. And again, visualize the impact that you have. Every single time that you have the opportunity to showcase your business, ask yourself, how, with me showing up, will this affect my future? How will I want to be remembered? How do I want my business to be known and made an impact for? What do I want people to say about my legacy? What change can you do? And what change do you want your career and your life to have in your community, even the world? This vision can guide your mindset and action. So visualize your impact. Not always just what you want. Visualize the life that you want or the goals, but visualize the impact. Vision boards are great, but there's also several different types. Keep them all on one, my friends, if you need to. But visualize the impact that you want to make and that legacy that you're building. Practice gratitude. I can't stress enough the habit of gratitude. Recognize and appreciate what you're achieving, what you have the privilege of doing with your gifts, the fact that you get to share your gifts. It will reinforce your positive mindset and keep you aligned with your purpose. Maybe try adapting a minimal I talk out of my head, friends, so sometimes I get stuck here, but you know, that viable routine. How can you really realize a minimum routine? Discussing the strategies here will emphasize the importance of maintaining a purpose aligned mindset. So if I say I want you to minimize your objectives and your challenges, that's what I'm asking you to do here. I want you to understand that this is just for a moment. Don't blow them up bigger than they are. Friends, I know that change and problems and roadblocks are huge, and they're huger to you than anybody else. And somebody else looking in will always say the problem's not as bad as it is because you're looking at it. But try to really get into a routine of minimizing and not exploding or not making something appear bigger than it is. So I know I kind of mess that up with my learning disability, and my stuttering sometimes takes over when I have a couple big words together. That's hard for my tongue to roll around. I appreciate your grace on that, my friends. Also, I want you to practice intentional learning. This strategy is to highlight how a purpose-driven mindset can continually nurture and expand through your selective learning. I want you to be intentional with the classes that you take. I want you to be intentional with the workshops that you go to. We talked about that earlier. Be intentional with where you give your time, but remember to embrace learning and growth. Have that, embrace that, become adaptable to know that you'll be a forever learner. Adopting a growth mindset, seeing every experience as an opportunity to learn from. Continue to be somebody who wants to try new projects. As I get older, I'm always diving in technology. It's going to be my, it's the burn in my, you know, it's the salt in my wounds. I struggle with it all the time, especially with the learning disability, trying to wrap myself around, you want me to do this, this, and this to get this. I can just get a piece of paper and write it down. But I challenge myself to be a forever learner. I challenge you to be a forever learner and to be intentional with how you do that. And again, surrounding yourself. What is your group? What is your community? Are they purpose-driven? Can you spend time with people who greatly influence your mindset? Engage with people that and communities that share your commitment to doing something. This also is an opportunity to maybe want to pick trash up along the beach. Maybe you're really into conservation and making the world safer and cleaner. So then you take an afternoon off away from work and you go and you work with that like-minded community. My friends, you are still working. People ask what it is that you do and you'll be able to give them your elevator pitch. You'll be able to conduct business, and my friends, dare I say, conduct business and maybe even book business with others that share something on the charity side or something on that purpose side that you want to do. Think about the opportunities to step away from your work that will open up more doors because people now know this is one of your passions and that you want to build a business on this purpose. Your key takeaways here are adapting a purpose-driven mindset is more than just achieving success. It's ensuring that your success is meaningful and aligned with your deepest values and the visions that you have for your life. This is a fundamental shift, not just in the essence of your personal and professional satisfaction, but it will amplify your impact on those around you, in your communities, and your family. Because for those who have kids, and even if you don't have kids, they're watching what you do. They're watching the actions that you take. They're watching the causes that move you. When you integrate these practices into your daily life, you're laying the groundwork for a life and a business that are not only successful on the outside and putting profits in the bank so you can do well, but will be truly fulfilling on the inside as well. The role of belief and mindset is your foundation on your journey. As we dig deeper into what it means to bring business and life together and fill it with purpose and joy, you know, I think you might know I'm expanding on my audio series. I'm adding some new audio series to the Motivated Be Fabulous program or framework, as many refer to it, because it is a framework or a blueprint for those that are seeking transformation in their business and lives. And as always, I want to share with you the essence of being fabulous, focused, authentic, brave, bold, and open. While mindset and motivation are the core of Motivated Be Fabulous, at the heart and the foundation is belief. And before you can even embrace those powerful attributes of mindset, motivation, momentum, you have to understand the act of believing in yourself, believing in your worth, your potential to make a difference. Belief is what allows us to envision a future aligned with our deepest desires and values. It's what encourages us to take the first steps, even when we had no idea the path we were going to take. It's belief that sustains us when challenges arise, reminding us that we're capable and we're resilient. It is from this deep well of belief that our focus sharpens, our authenticity will shine, our bravery in facing our fears will be kindled, and our bold steps towards our dreams are taken with confidence. And that is why belief has to help us remain open to endless possibilities and opportunities that our futures have for us. So while we are striving to be fabulous, and my role and my mission and my joy is to help you become even more fabulous, I want you to remember that it all starts with belief and that you're exactly where you're supposed to be right now, and what is meant for you will come to you as you continue down your journey. Motivated to be fabulous, a pathway to profit, purpose, and joy is grounded in those three pivotal elements of mindset, motivation, momentum. We not only nurture strong belief in our potential, but we also learn how to leverage that belief that will fuel us. And so we can indeed create a business and a life that not only succeeds, but will also bring us profound joy and fulfillment. That's why I want you to subscribe to the podcast, friends. It's just one of the many reasons. I want you to subscribe to the podcast, not only to listen in and hopefully get some value. I do strive to bring you value with every episode, but that you also can start building a community of dedicated transformation and growth that everybody is going through. It's your first steps towards getting resources and stories and strategies that are all underneath my Motivated Be Fabulous program. You're going to find not just that program, but a movement towards building a life and a business that resonates with your true self. So I do hope you subscribe to the podcast, and I want you to become part of Motivated Be Fabulous. And when you subscribe to the podcast, you're going to get resources that I deliver and new content that I come up with. And again, I feel as a community, and I now have the time to build and grow a community, even if we're just talking in email or we're just talking on Voxer, however it is, we're here to support each other, and people know that. So let's now talk about taking some final steps for transformation from purpose to action. When you understand your purpose, my friends, it is profound insight. But the true transformation occurs when you start to align your daily actions with this purpose. When you start taking action, it's about making your purpose an action and turning the why into how. I'm going to share with you some practical steps that will help you start this alignment and get you on the path of really thinking differently about making sure that if it's important to you, and dare I say, I think it is, that you are aligning your business and your life to bring you profit, purpose, and joy. I want you to break down your purpose into goals. I want you to break down what it is you want to do. Start by taking your purpose into specific actions. Ask yourself, what does living my purpose look like daily? How can I incorporate my purpose into my business? How can my business incorporate its purpose into my life? What milestones can I aim for that reflect my purpose? These steps will really help you start getting concrete foundation poured. Believing in yourself and your purpose and having the passion to drive that. Because my friends, when you find your purpose, you find your passion. And when you find your passion, you find your purpose. And believing in yourself is the glue that holds it all together. Shifting that mindset, being motivated, and using all those tools in the toolbox to move yourself forward. I want you to create an action plan. For every goal, I want you to develop an action plan. For every dream, I want you to develop an action plan. And this might be short-term actions, might be, what am I going to do today, this week, and this month? And you sit down at the very beginning of the month and you write it through. Long-term strategies, what are you going to do in 3 months, in 6 years, all right, in 10 years? What long-term strategies do you want to have? And remember that your purpose and your mission will change and grow and be deeper. So when you think about your long-term strategies, think about where you are now and the steps it takes to get there, and know that it's okay if things change. It is okay to start over and start over and start over. You get to rinse yourself off, repeat, and retry as many times as you want. But prioritize your actions. Not all the actions have the same impact. When you identify which of these are crucial and which will help you start achieving your goals, focus on those. Focus on the things that you could do now. Remember, we're breaking our actions down into smaller steps. So do the things that will bring you results now. That's your reward, because those are short wins that you get, but you're going to celebrate all the wins. But do something that you can see the progress on to keep your momentum and your motivation up, right? Use tools like that you have in your toolbox that might make tasks more productive or tasks more easy or to automate. Dig deep and find ways that you can gather 5-10 more minutes of your day so that you can put that focus on that time freedom. When your name's on the door, you get to take 10 extra minutes off. And pretty soon throughout the week, that 10 minutes might be an hour. That hour might be 3. You're building the foundation of allowing yourself to focus on what's important, your clients and your business, but also focus on how you can continue to work on your personal life, find time for your family, find time for your friends, and make an impact in the community. I want you to, you know, think about progress partners or accountability, right? An action step that, a strategy that will help you find the importance of showing up for your business and your life and finding somebody that will hold you accountable. Accountability can significantly increase your chances of success. Even if you're talking to your spouse and you say, hey, at the end of this month, I'm going to do this. Or today, by the end of the week, I'm going to do this. And then, of course, mentors, other people in your industry. But remember, sometimes you can even record yourself on your phone, say, this is the goals I have for the month, and then play it back. Hold yourself accountable. Consider regular checkups to reflect on your progress and adjust your plan as needed. And then, of course, friends, celebrate every one of those achievements. So again, reflect and adjust regularly. Purpose and action are dynamic, not static. Set aside times to look at your progress and then say, is the actions I'm taking now still aligning with my purpose? Use these reflections to adjust your actions and plan accordingly. And friends, you got to embrace flexibility. While having a plan is crucial, so is flexibility. Be open to adjusting your plans as your goals grow, as your circumstances change, as your mindset, your motivation, and your momentum pull you, push you, and drive you to a new area, a new niche, a new platform, a new purpose. Your purpose might lead you down an unexpected path now, but it also can have you go right or left and help you find the light and see the light that that is what you're drawn to and get you back on track. And you might not even know your purpose for tomorrow or next month until the actions that you're taking. And somebody might come into your life that changes your purpose. Be flexible. Embrace opportunities. They're not just detours. Sometimes they are a really hard push that we need to go into a different direction. I want you to think about doing theme days where focus worked and maybe engage in skill swapping, right? Find somebody else that does something in your industry. I always, as a photographer, I always wanted to go work with some caterers so that I could see how the food goes out, how it goes out, how the plates look, so I can become better at photographing and better understand how long that takes. I want to talk to wedding planners about how they see the day unfolds. And I want to maybe see how a florist is unfolding florals and how the time and the passion and their love that goes into that bouquet so that I can better showcase their work, right? I want you to understand how people do what they do and why they do it and why sometimes they say, I need this to happen in order for me to be able to succeed. If we all are working together and we understand each other better, we'll all have success, which is better for our clients in the long run, right? When you understand why a particular shoe or a hockey stick or a basketball will help deliver you goals and help deliver you success, when you understand why the passion that went behind making them, what they did to make them, then you'll understand why they want you to use them and the success they want you to have. Keep thinking about a rejection collection. This might be an empowering action that you can sit back and go, okay, here's the things that did not work this month. I don't necessarily think they failed, but I'm not going to put any more energy into them. I'm not going to take any more action to them because right now they're taking away from other things that are stronger. So maybe just create a folder of rejection collection. Don't think of it as a negative mindset. Think of it as a positive mindset. It's not something that you did wrong. It just isn't working right now. It might work later, and it will work later with some adjustments. The key takeaways here, friends, are you transition from purpose to action about making your purpose tangible through your daily actions and decisions. When you break down your purpose into smaller goals, prioritizing what's working and what's not, and being able to adapt to your approach of how to make those things that get in the way move, or understanding that, you know what, I'm going down this path. Here's an opportunity to go right. I'm feeling drawn that way. Then you are effectively infusing your path and your journey with your purpose. Let your purpose guide you. If it doesn't feel right, friends, there's probably a reason it doesn't feel right. The journey of transformation is ongoing, and it's the consistent alignment of actions with purpose that will propel you towards that life and business that truly feel good on purpose. So we have momentum through motivation. Let's talk a little bit about it's the engine that drives us forward on our journey of transformation. It fuels us daily with our actions and will shift us and push us towards our goal. It will help us overcome the inevitable obstacles that arise. But motivation can ebb and flow. It'd be influenced, and it is influenced by success and setbacks and the daily grind. The key is to sustain transformation is to not just find motivation, but to maintain it, especially when challenges threaten. Remember, you go back to your why, and we celebrate the milestones. We create the supportive environment around us, and we incorporate variety and creativity. Do some tasks in the same way that are boring or tasks that are mundane and try to spruce them up. Inject variety and creativity into your routines to keep things interesting. Don't forget to practice that self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially in hard times. Practice self-compassion and remind yourself that the progress is rarely linear. Each setback is an opportunity to learn, grow, and come back stronger. Takeaways for maintaining momentum through motivation are exactly that. They're essential for sustaining momentum on the journey to transforming your business and your life. Staying connected to your why, celebrating your progress, leveraging support, and practicing flexibility can navigate challenges without losing sight of your goals. Remember, motivation might wax and wane, but the right strategies will keep you moving and keep the momentum going, moving you closer to a life that feels good and lived on purpose. So I've taken up almost an hour of your time, my friends, and I hope that throughout my rambles and my stumbles and my speech today that was not right on, I hope you understand that when you take a moment to reflect on the journey that we talked about of designing success, building a life and business that feels right on purpose, that it's more than just a conversation with me to you and your earbuds, but that you see it as a call to action, a reminder that the most fulfilling path is the one that we choose deliberately. And when we're guided by our deepest values and aspirations, it will be a meaningful path. He points to just reflect on it and to recap the power of purpose. We began by exploring the importance of defining your purpose, the very compass that guides your decisions, shapes your goals, and gives meaning to your actions. Remember to be clear on your purpose, because that's the cornerstone of a fulfilling business and life. Mindset for momentum. We dived into the critical role of mindset, sustaining the momentum necessary for achieving goals. That purpose-driven mindset isn't just about optimism. It's about resilience, adaptability, and the willingness to embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Action steps for transformation. Remember, practical steps from breaking down your purpose into actionable goals to setting up accountability underscore the journey from purpose to action. Every step is designed to align your daily endeavors with your broader mission, ensuring that the action you take are infused with intention. Momentum through motivation. Maintaining motivation, especially in the face of challenges, is crucial for sustaining momentum. I share some strategies to keep you motivated, fueled, from reconnecting with your why to practicing self-compassion and flexibility. Let me reiterate the leverage of future back thinking here. This strategy is a motivational tool. I encourage you to keep your goals in sight, look back, and take the steps that you need right now to maintain that and go forward. And finally, let's remember that building a life and a business is not only that only succeeds financially, but that feels so right and you're so proud of it, requires more than just hard work and strategy. It demands a deep connection to your purpose, a resilient, adaptive mindset, and the motivation to persevere through challenges. It's about making deliberate choices that align with who you are and what you believe in, creating a legacy of impact and fulfillment. So I challenge you and I invite you to take these insights and strategies into heart. Hopefully you can go through my mumbles and my rambles, and you got to the heart of what I was trying to share today. I want you to reflect on your purpose, cultivate a mindset, and embrace growth and resilience, and take action that brings you closer to the life and business you envision. And remember that you're not alone in this journey. Subscribe to the podcast, join the community, reach out to me, and let's navigate a path to success and fulfillment together. I don't edit these episodes hard, friends, because I want to show up authentically for you. The days that I'm able to speak well, the days that I stumble, it's me, 100%. So with your grace and your gratitude, I take to heart that it's hard to listen sometimes, but it never wanes on me that you struggle to listen as I struggle to speak. But I also never forget the kind words that are shown to me when I show up authentically myself. So thank you for tuning in today's episode. And here's to living and working on purpose, to being fabulous, and to embracing the incredible journey ahead with belief and focus, authenticity, bravery, and openness. So until the next episode, keep believing the power of you and all that you can accomplish in your dreams and the strength of your purpose and what makes you fabulous. Embrace that, my friends. Peace and gratitude.